Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. 1 in 5 New Zealanders now identify as Māori in what StatsNZ describes as a transformational shift. The first results of Census 2023 show 19.6%, or 978,246 of Aotearoa New Zealand's population, are Māori, an increase of 12.5% between 2018 and 2023. The overall New Zealand population increased by 6.3% over the same period. The median age of the Māori descent population is 27.2 years, compared to a median age of 38.1 years for the total New Zealand population. That means 1 in 3 younger New Zealanders, aged under 25, are Māori. In 2023, nearly a quarter, or 23.3% of Māori, percent of the Māori descent population were living in Auckland, making up 13.8% of the Auckland population. The coordinator of tomorrow's Toitū Te Tiriti protest in central Auckland says it's a chance to speak up for the strugglers who won't be helped by the budget. The late morning Queen Street March will coincide with kā koi across Auckland and marches in other major cities and towns. Dave Letelli says the government has reneged on election promises to move money from Wellington into communities.
I don't expect anything to come, and it's just like with what they've done with the police. They campaign on a law and order campaign, and yet they're not going to give the police any more extra money either. So, you know, I don't believe anything this government says.
A member of People Against Prisons Aotearoa says mass incarceration endangers communities. The group protests outside Auckland Remand Prison in Mount Eden on Saturday against the $1.9 billion that will be in tomorrow's budget to turn Waikerea Prison near Te Awamutu into a 1,800-bed mega-prison. Auckland University senior law lecturer Hui Maono Dylan Afsafo says that's a problem when more than half the prison population is Māori.
So these prisons, they're not there to keep us safe. They're essentially cages for Māori. And with this $1.9 billion expansion and these 810 new beds, we know who are going to be in those beds. It's going to be Māori. So it's racist. It's also a breach of Te Tiriti or Waitangi.
And Principals Federation Leanne Ōtene says in-school teacher training could benefit for rural schools, including many remote kura Māori. Education Minister Erica Stanford says there's $53 million in tomorrow's budget to support the training and recruitment of 1,500 teachers over the next 4 years, including 1,200 places for aspiring teachers to train in the classroom. The scheme is also being expanded to include primary and intermediate as well as secondary. Ms. Ōtene says it could help Māori teacher aides in rural schools to become qualified teachers.
It would be great to be able to say to our whānau, look, you've been a teacher aide in our school for 10 years. You've got all of those qualities that we see as being, you know, moving into teaching. Here's an opportunity for us to support you to do that.
Leanne Ōtene says recruiting teachers is tough when pay rates are at their lowest in 20 years. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou.